Representatives of Burmese rights groups on Friday told journalists they were aiming to collect 888,888 signatures to petition the United Nations chief. The number of signatures is to symbolize August 8, 1988, when hundreds of thousands of Burmese protested for democracy, only to be violently silenced by the military. Rights groups say 3,000 people died in the crackdown that followed, and hundreds were arrested. Soong is a Burmese activist and the spokesman for the campaign. He acknowledges UN efforts on recent prisoner releases, but says Ban Ki-moon must work harder.
It is his duty as a head of the United Nations. The United Nations is to help the people, not only the leaders of the head or the heads of the states. So if he's not working hard enough, and then we will have to keep pushing them or him.
Burma's military-run government released 29 prisoners following visits this year by the UN's envoys on Burma and human rights. However, Soong says national reconciliation in Burma, which the UN supports, is impossible without the release of all political prisoners. Over 2,000 are now behind bars, and rights groups say they are routinely tortured and refused medical care. Mo Zaou was a youth leader in the National League for Democracy, which won Burma's 1990 election only to have the military refuse to recognize the victory. He was arrested and imprisoned for 9 years.
When we entered into the prison, we were severely beaten by the wardens, prison wardens. Prison wardens lined up both sides. We have to walk through the line, and they beat us from both sides.
More than 150 Burmese rights groups are working together on the signature campaign. They hope to reach their target number of signatures by May 24th, the date that National League for Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi should legally be released from house arrest. Burma's military-run government routinely extends her detention. The Nobel Peace Prize winner has not been allowed to leave her house for most of the last 18 years. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.